It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on The Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Man, I know we're going to go in the huddle in just a second. We got to get to the Hendrickson sound from Pat McAfee, which was interesting to say the least, but there was another thing that happened on the Four Letter Network yesterday. Did you guys happen to catch any of Dan Orlovsky's kid being on the set of his show yesterday? It was Autism Awareness Day. His son is autistic, and they had his son. And I'm not, you guys know me. I'm sappy when it comes to the dad stuff. Dude, somebody was cutting onions. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, at some point he was drawing pictures. The set was all decorated with the pictures he had drawn of everybody on set and also cartoon characters and stuff, and he drew some Toy Story folks, and he drew, I think it was Woody, and he's showing his dad on set the drawing that he made of Woody from Toy Story, and then he starts singing You Got a Friend in Me, and they just let him go live on air for, like, I don't know, what had to have been 60 seconds, and they are all just bawling their eyes out at a certain point. Like, Laura Rutledge, Dan, like, everybody there is just weeping, and I was sitting there watching going, Yeah, I'm good. I'm good right now. Like, I'm good. And at a certain point, it hits you, like, Dan is losing it on set. And it was such a human interaction of you get so caught up in opinions and things like that from some people. And it was like, man, that was heavy.
Oh, so that must have been an NFL Live. I didn't see that yesterday.
It was intense.
Pull that up.
I'm very glad I didn't.
It was intense.
Because you would have been crying.
Well, I get that stuff hits. That stuff's always made, you know, kind of been one of those things that makes me sad. But I'll be just blunt. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine who works in San Diego. He's the program director in San Diego, and he was a guy that I worked under as an intern when I first got in radio. He used to produce Steak's show on an old station that we all worked at, and he's got three kids, and he and I were talking about the fact that we're got a kid on the way, and he was like, what it's going to be? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be a girl. And he's like, how do you feel? And I'm like, dude, I was like, I was always like, I want a boy and blah, blah, blah. And I said, and then as soon as we're going in and we're in and we're on the sonogram, like, none of that crap mattered anymore. And it was just a real, it was like if somebody flipped a switch, and I was like, all I care about is, you know, having this child that is healthy in every way, that is like perfect in those ways. And I don't care, you know, if the kid's not athletic or what, like none of that stuff matters. It's the health thing. And I was like, that's everything I think of. And he goes, yeah, we do a thing every Friday with our kids where we're at dinner and we say something we're grateful for.
Yep.
And every time, I guess he's cool with me telling the story. And he's like, every time, me and my wife, we always say, well, we're just so happy that you guys are healthy. And our kids kind of like, that's what you say every week.
Yep.
And he's like, you just don't understand. He's like, it goes. And I'm not, you know, saying, you know, autism is something that a lot of people deal with. And I know that it can be tough on parents because there's different forms of it. Sometimes it can go where it's kind of developed and all of a sudden the child just kind of stops communicating with you. And it's got to be rough on parents, and that's got to be rough on Dan. And I'm just glad I missed it because I would have been sitting there like,
yeah,
my mind would have went other places. Tiffany's right. I might have been needed a piece of something dry to wipe my eyes with.
I wasn't a basket case, but I was.
I didn't mean to go heavy there.
Short of that.
I know that's not normally our style, but
no, you're good.
Hits home more than it used to for me a little bit.
There's no doubt, and it was such a cool moment, man. I'll try to find it and see if I can put out the exact moment I'm talking about on social. But man, it was really cool. So I wanted to bring that up. And if anybody out there hadn't caught it, I'll see if I can put it out there, on my Twitter handle and get the good vibes rolling.
All right, time now to go in the huddle. All right, we will start with defensive end Trey Hendrickson, and he made an appearance on Pat McAfee's show, and he talked about how he was disappointed and confused by Cincinnati Bengals executive Katie Blackburn's recent comments on his contract talks with the team. And so on Tuesday of this week, Blackburn had said at the NFL's annual meeting in regards to Hendrickson and his contract, I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at. I think some of it is on him to be happy at some point. And if he's not, you know, that's what holds it up sometimes. So, you know, it takes him to say yes to something. And also, we have all the respect for him in the world. So she threw that in there. Here's Hendrickson on McAfee on the communication with the Bengals overall.
Communication has been poor over the last couple months. You know, that's something that I hold in high regard. They have not communicated with my agent directly. It's been something that's been a little bit frustrating, but again, this is the business of it.
Well, and that's also the organization that you deal with. And your organization is, I'd say yours is in Trey Hendrickson's, the one he plays for, is one of the worst. They're not proactive. And when you have good players, something we talked about, one of the things that I thought Thomas Dimitroff got right more than he didn't is when he saw a guy performing, he wanted to get him signed, or re-signed, I should say, or extended, because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And look how T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, if they are get signed last year, their contracts are not near the hit. Now, the cap goes up, so it all kind of, you can say it goes hand in hand, but it still makes a difference.
Yeah, I think that Trey Hendrickson also did a good job yesterday of kind of talking around that, where he was like, you know, I have a lot of respect for Jamar and T, but I wish I would have known kind of I was in the third seat, you know, because that has a lot to do with kind of my situation. And he's right. There's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, they went ahead and extended those two guys. He mentioned they had a lot of respect for him, but at the same time, that's a massive impact on him and what his future is.
And while I agree, but it's not like he didn't tell them before last season, hey, I want to go ahead and get this worked out. Let's go ahead and extend. Let's make this my home forever. You listen to that interview, and if you didn't think Trey, and I know, Tiff, you've done their games. If you didn't think Trey Hendrickson was that guy, and I mean that guy
sat down with
in
them,
the locker room, right? And that motivator, you know what I'm saying, Tiff? Like, you, when you talk to him, you probably realize how self-motivated the guy is.
Yeah.
Listen to how he talks in this interview, refusing to throw anyone in the bus, refusing to sound upset, which I don't think he's upset they got paid. I think he's upset he hasn't got paid. It's not one or the other. But he handled that interview with Pat McAfee, which we've seen their interviews go off the rails before, because they're going to let you go, and Pat's going to protect you, but he's also going to let you get him ratings, which is why he's in the predicament, or not the predicament, but the situation he's in with making great money from ESPN. But Henderson just continue to be the ultimate team guy and franchise guy in that interview.
Yeah, let's take a listen to more of what he had to say about the conversations or what his side has been willing to do.
They are more than welcome to call me. I've had my cell phone, same cell phone number since high school. Open line of communication is always open with me and my agent. So if they have anything they'd like to discuss, we've been nothing but willing to listen.
Somewhere out there, there is a guy that texted him at some point in the last 10 or 12 years that did not get a text back and was like, I knew that was still your number. I knew it. You didn't text me back 6 years ago.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I go, man, you better be careful saying that because yeah. – there's a couple of guys I've had players that I've had their numbers when I was a producer, and I would text them, and I'd be given the number from somebody, and I'm like, yeah, and they won't respond. I'm like, dude, I just say blank off, man.
I got a text from a number yesterday that I did not have saved in my phone, saying happy birthday, and I was like, man, I don't know who's, and I don't even want to say what the area code was because I don't want to, you know, that person. Is
yeah,
I don't know who it was though. And I didn't respond, and then I responded like an hour later, and I was like, thanks, man.
dude. Well, you, what if it wasn't a man?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta be careful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I text Tony Gonzalez one time, and I think it was right after he had retired from the team. And I text him, and he's like, he responded, he goes, how'd you get this number? And I said, through the grapevine. And he wrote back, does the grapevine have a name? And I was like, nope. And he's like, I ain't doing your show. And I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
But you know what?
Yes.
But here's the deal. I wasn't mad because
not
he responded.
Not you being mad. I'm just saying.
It just was funny.
Was like,
oh, Tony Gonzalez, he don't
play that.
He don't care.
He's like, who gave you this?
I was good. When you said that, I was like, I don't even know if I've ever texted Tony Gonzalez. So we've taken like trips together.
At this point, I really don't remember who gave me his number. I also inherited some... a group of numbers, contacts. Yeah, and there's a lot of guys' numbers I have that I don't know if they're. Dude, I had Antonio Brown's number for the longest time. I'm not sure if he's had the same number since high school.
I doubt it.
I'm not sure if I care. I doubt it.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Oh my goodness! All right, more news from the owners' meetings with the Chicago Bears. Plans to build a new stadium. There's kind of been a shift in the tone of it. So the team declared its goal was to build the stadium south of the current site of Soldier Field on the lakefront in Chicago, but then their team president, Kevin Warren, said the Bears are trying to expand their options to include Arlington Heights, which is obviously in Illinois, which the franchise currently owns a lot of property, I guess, around that area. So I'm not sure. Were there plans about the stadium? I imagine it's always going to stay an outside stadium, right? I'm trying to pull this up.
In Tampa, I don't.
Tampa?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Oh, I read Tampa's this morning.
I was like, what? Like, I just said Chicago.
No, yeah. Tiff, I don't know. I would have to guess that maybe there's retractable. I've seen drop. The Arlington Heights thing, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I think they bought that property like 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't think it was that long, but yeah.
They bought that property with eyes on, if nothing else, I think leveraging the situation and having the threat of leaving the city.
I don't think they'll have an open-air stadium. I think that their goal is to... I think every new stadium's goal is to build one that's conducive to having a Super Bowl. And I know that they're going to have an outdoor one in Buffalo, but
I've seen Buffalo.
But I think Buffalo understands that they're not getting a Super Bowl in Buffalo anyways.
No,
I mean, if you've like Buffalo couldn't handle a Super Bowl. Let's just be honest. No,
like,
I'm not
like
being
Green Bay.
I'm not. Green Bay is not. They're never going to hold one. They couldn't handle one, and they're also not unless they did everything in Milwaukee and then
right
and then but play. But also, they're not. That is a stadium that you don't just rebuild.
Right, exactly.
And they've done such renovations that stadium. Those people love that area. I hate some of these stadiums. I know I saw one that Denver is looking at doing a new stadium. And they're thinking about their lease. And Invesco, which took over from Mile High, I think opened in 2001. But they're talking about it. And they've talked about building a roof on that one, I heard. And it's just it's literally in the preliminary investigative discussion, and looking.
And that's a relatively new ownership group out there. Yeah. So that makes some sense.
So I think football should be put outdoors in certain parts, in all parts of the country, but especially some.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.